if you know the love of God and you know the Word of God and you've been transformed and born again through the gospel of Christ, then we have an obligation of love to share that good news with the world.
For one young man, an unexpected conversation with a pastor changed the course of his life forever. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count, and Michael Wilder explains.
I've had so many discussions with probably tens of thousands of people over the last 15 years sharing the gospel, and sometimes it's discouraging. Like, I get it. Like, I understand that most people don't want to hear the gospel, and they're not going to respond the way that we want them to respond. And guess what? Neither did I when I heard the gospel for the first time. And that's one of the awesome things is when I shared my story with this pastor, Pastor Benson, after I got saved, one of the most memorable things that he shared with me, he said, you know what? I walked away that day feeling like I had failed God, feeling like what I shared with you made no impact on your life. And yet here I was calling him 2 years later saying, Pastor Benson, you planted a seed in my heart that brought me to salvation.
And it's easy to get discouraged sometimes, isn't it?
We're called to plant seeds into water seeds, and it's God and God alone who does the growth. So, you know, we can't get so wrapped up in what are they going to think or how are they going to respond, because they're never going to have the opportunity if nobody gives them the opportunity, right? So we have to be bold, and we have to be loving, and we have to be compassionate in our witness of the good news of Christ to those who don't know Him. If you know the love of God and you know the Word of God and you've been transformed and born again through the gospel of Christ, then we have an obligation of love to share that good news with the world.
Such an important reminder. Be bold as you share Jesus Christ with the people that you meet. You need some help in this area? Go to cru.org.